Recently, the law caught up with commentator Daniel Pinkwater. It happened while he and his wife were out and about with their dogs.
So Jill and I decide to duck into Antonella's for a cappuccino after taking our dogs to the vet nearby. We leave the dogs in the car. The dashboard temperature thing indicates that it's 45 degrees, and we leave the sunroof open. We do this all the time. Suddenly, the vet is in the restaurant. "Better get outside, fast, your dogs, your car." I rush outside. The sheriff's deputy who made the call is just pulling away, and a humane law enforcement officer is just getting out of her van. It is a violation of law to leave dogs unattended in a car. The temperature can soar. They can die. I'm well aware of that, officer, but it's 11 a.m. on a cool morning. The sunroof is open. The dogs are fine. "Doesn't matter," the officer says. "The new law stipulates that if you leave your dog in the car for even 1 minute, you are subject to fine and possible arrest." "What? You mean I can't even leave the dog in the car while I pick up the dry cleaning? What law is this?" "Section 353B of Article 26 of the New York State Agriculture and Markets Law. A car is not considered an appropriate shelter." I get the officer to put her thermometer in the car, and I get the veterinarian to come out and be a witness. It's 60 degrees. "I am not here to arrest you. I am here to educate you. And to that end, I inform you that you also may not let your dogs out into your own fenced yard for more time than it takes for them to relieve themselves unless they have access to an approved insulated shelter with bedding and a flap against the weather. My Arctic sled dog and my robust Labrador retriever can't go out and romp on my own property unless I build them a bungalow. Tell me that rule again," she tells me again. "Tell me one more time," she tells me one more time. "Okay, I have to talk to your supervisor." The officer pulls out her cell phone. In a few minutes, the supervisor pulls up. Now it turns into a scene from Schindler's List. The big guy in the black uniform, happy as a bird, backs up the insanity the other officer said. Also, he's detaining us. He's in a good mood, telling us anecdotes about his thrilling career as an animal welfare officer. "I'll just tell you this story and then I'll let you go," he says. "You know, when you are wearing that uniform and that badge, things you say have a different weight," I tell him. "Right. I'll just tell you this story and then I'll let you go." I finally got away from the guy by telling him I thought he was doing a great job protecting animals and educating the public. I downloaded Section 353B of Article 26 when I got home. Needless to say, it bore no resemblance to the stuff the two animal cops had been telling me. The whole experience left me craving closure. See, in Chicago, when you used to have this kind of encounter with a police officer, it was supposed to end with money changing hands. I hate amateurs.
Daniel Pinkwater assures us he takes very good care of his pets in New York's Upper Hudson River Valley.